This episode of the View from the Rock podcast is brought to you by Sign Dog Northwest. They're your source for custom signs, banners, boat names, fleet graphics, and more. Custom design services available. This episode is also brought to you by Merle Inc. They're the premier custom home builder in the Cle Elum area and a proud featured home builder in Suncadia Resort and Tumble Creek. And finally, this episode is brought to you by Rob Thomas Drywall, the number one drywall company in Ellensburg and Kittitas County. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. It's been a long break for us, but we are back here in the Yellow Dog Studios, and we are excited to have a new episode. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different, but we're going to stick to the normal categories we have. We're going to have a musical genre that really is going to talk about all the bands and things that we've been going to since we last talked to you. We're going to have a little beer of the week in the middle of that, followed up by top three things that we've been doing, which, you know, really are a lot of sports. So we're going to have some updates on that. Swapper, how are you doing?
Doing good. Is this season three?
Is this the first episode of season three?
Is that how we count it?
I mean,
we could. Season three, episode one.
If that's the case, did we actually fulfill what we said we were going to do last time? Did we say we were going to do like 30 episodes?
We did not fulfill 30.
We were close.
I think if you base it upon what our original episodes were like a tight 55 to an hour, and we were pumping out some 2+ hour episodes, mm-hmm. So I'm going to say it's a wash.
Do you have any idea how many we actually did last season?
You know, I'm going to talk to the producer of the show and see if I can find out from him. Mm.
I'm going to give you guys a number of total episodes that we've done. 27.
Is that a guess?
I think it's a very calculated guess.
So you mean all?
All together.
You think 27?
Yeah.
But it's a guess.
Close.
I'm going to guess 32.
I'm going to pull up the correct answer.
Drum roll, please. Okay.
I'm seconds, maybe almost a minute away. Here we go. I got it. So, you know, Spotify's app is not very clear. They don't list like what number each episode is.
Maybe at our next break.
Yeah, we can figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. All right. Hey. First mistake already. That's good.
That's all right. We're in mid-season form.
Speaking of which, this was, I feel like, the summer of bands for us and music. I went to infinitely more bands and concerts than I normally do. I don't know about you guys. It seemed like you were going to more concerts than normal, although you guys go to a lot. What were some stuff that you guys went to this summer?
Well, I think I went to six.
Six this summer?
Seven. Six or seven.
So we probably went to 10 in the last year.
Yeah.
Because we had Kiss. I had Tool and Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
White Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Didn't you go see them twice?
Yep.
Metallica, Everclear. Green Day for you.
Yeah, and then I saw Cake. And Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And we got one more coming right up, coming around the corner. Judas Priest.
That's right.
That's like...
That wasn't on here. I forgot.
That's like next week.
That is in 9 days.
Oh, man.
Isn't there another show that was kind of half talked about, too? I don't know that that's...
Maybe Iron Maiden?
That's another show, but there was another one that you guys mentioned, and I think there was a lot of quick no's.
Oh.
Queensryche. Yeah, Queensryche.
I was shot down in flames, I think.
And who are they with?
It's not Quiet Riot, is it?
Yeah, it's Quiet Riot.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be... I would
You'd
like
go
to see
half of that?
I'd go to see Quiet Riot. I don't like Queensryche.
Are they the opener, Quiet Riot?
Probably.
That'd be nice. You could just go to the opener and leave.
Yeah.
That's the kind of show I'd like to go to.
Deftones are playing in February 27th. And Sign Dog and I were looking into it. I don't know, Rock, would you do go with that?
Yes. I'm a closet Deftones fan.
Are you really?
I love them.
When is that?
27th of February. That is the same. It's a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's regional basketball.
Oh.
But
it's a Thursday.
And first week of track practice.
No, that starts this year actually like the 3rd.
Of March?
Yeah.
It hopped back a week because of the calendar.
That's beautiful. I know everything's been a week later. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So like the state tournament for basketball is March 4th.
Okay.
Through the 7th, I believe.
So does that mean that we won't have the crossover of kids doing their spring sport the last week of winter state, or it's still happening?
If basketball was to make it to state,
it would be a week.
Yeah.
So,
but
same-ish.
The odds of that occurring are not as high as previous years.
Correct.
Wow.
Prognostication. I'm just gonna be honest. But we did have a nice win today in Fall League.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Against Arlington.
Yeah, I think we were down 9-0.
Uh-huh. And I thought we were gonna get blown out.
Yeah. And it looked like we may never score.
And we ended up scoring 47.
What was the final? 47-38?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, it was good. It was a pretty good football league game.
You didn't have a lot of your players available though, right?
I would say
two
are not there.
Okay.
The varsity team this year is pretty thin.
Gotcha.
And I mean that by numbers of players, not their size.
So, like, what are you trying to get out of Fall League? Like, what's the goal?
Just plus bust. Playing.
Just playing.
And then also getting some kids that normally would not play varsity, maybe.
Oh, so they get
getting some time?
Bigger time experience.
Yeah.
And who's coaching that team?
Matt Aldridge.
Oh. Former AHS alum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Basketball superstar. He was on one of the last teams that went far in state, wasn't he?
He was.
Well, hey, we never went into great detail about some of these bands. So I know the only one that I'm going to go into great detail about is Metallica. Any others that you guys want to dive into a little deeper?
Well, first? I think we can talk briefly about Everclear.
Yeah.
Because the wives came.
Yeah. We had a really nice dinner.
Yes, that was the highlight of the night.
I liked Everclear. I thought the sound wasn't very good.
Yes.
I
didn't know that the tickets, how they set up the arena, if you had seats 1 through 4, I thought that was going to be good. Well, seats 20 through 16 are in the middle of the stage.
So one starts like at the extreme
side of the stage.
Yeah. Yes.
Blocked and by speakers.
So oh my you God. Would think that one would be in the middle and you would count 1 through 20 that way. If you can see what I'm doing with my fingers.
And it went the other way. So basically Kelly and I got screwed.
You couldn't see anything.
There were seats 1 and 2. And we were like second row.
Yes.
So where their seats were, it was second row, but you couldn't see anything.
So
what stadium was it at?
It was at Angel of the Winds Casino, where we saw midget wrestling.
Like we...
Okay.
The same exact spot.
Yeah. We were standing in the same exact spot that we stood, but the stage was against that wall where we were standing at times during midget wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I like Everclear. I thought Everclear was okay.
They are looking older.
Yeah.
Because they're in their 60s.
So did they have that the opening, if you've never been to the Angel of the Winds, like, performance area, they've got the bowling alley, and then it goes into where this stage would be. But it looks like there's a big wall that they could open and close there. Is that open for the whole concert?
Yeah, and then they had seats going all the way
out
back. Towards the left side of where wrestling was.
And then you could leave out through there and get drinks and come back. Okay.
And the sound wasn't very good.
I would say there was 500 people there.
Yeah, I would have said 700, but okay. I think we're in the same ballpark.
Doesn't seem like it would be a good concert venue. Like, no. It's just a lot of weird spaces going on there.
But we did see Art after the show.
Yeah, we went to have a beer in the sports bar.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like 12 people in there maybe at 11 o'clock. And Art Alizakis walks by, just like regular guy, and then goes up and talks to the sportsbook guy for a few minutes. And we talked about, should we go up and get a picture with him?
He's just not at that level for me.
Is he the lead singer?
Yeah. And they're from Portland.
I didn't know that.
So a lot of their songs, like Live Up in the West Hills. What song was that part of?
That is I Will Buy You a New Life.
Yeah. So the West Hills is a nice area of Portland.
Okay.
That you can live in.
All their songs are kind of like, our life sucks, but it's going to be better someday, or at least we'll dream about it. So it's kind of, I mean, they're kind of, I kind of like their vibe as far as that goes, but it just didn't sound very good.
Yeah, I don't know their.
They did finish with Molly's Lips.
Oh, yes, they did. Do you know who that is?
Is this a band?
No, it's a song.
Okay. And this is a person they're singing about?
No, it's a song called Molly's Lips.
Okay.
And Nirvana did it, but I think originally it's a Meat Puppets.
So. Yes, because Kurt loved the Meat Puppets. And remember, what's the fire one he sings?
Lake of Fire?
Yeah, that's a Meat Puppet song.
Yeah.
I don't know the Meat Puppets either.
They opened for Stone Temple Pilots in the Gorge in 1995.
So they're like a real deep cut from the grunge era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that was Everclear. I agree. It was a fun night.
It was great. The dinner was amazing.
But probably would never try to go see them again.
No, they're one and done.
Yeah.
Like if Art was just doing, like if you go onto YouTube and look up like Everclear and he does like acoustical versions of his songs, I think that'd be cool.
Sure.
But it was just like, can we turn the music down?
I also think venue matters a lot, especially when you're getting small. Like, big is big, whatever. But if you're 500 and under, like, it needs to be in one of those places that is just, like, a venue for that kind of stuff. Like, the Showbox or Showbox Soto or Crocodile Room or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw Tool in Spokane, and it was terrible sounding.
And they'd be a band where if the sound's bad.
You need good sound.
Yeah.
You need good sound.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
2 days later, we were all.
Oh, yes. At Metallica.
It's the greatest night of my life.
I knew, you know what? I could tell. Ruck had, when I stood there and looked at Ruck, he was like a little kid at Christmas. Like he was screaming. He was singing.
Yeah.
He was jumping.
Playing some air guitar.
No, he was moving. Like, it was awesome.
And so were 45,000 other males.
There was a lot of males there.
Five-finger death punch was good.
Not for me, but he's got an interesting voice.
Yes.
The covers that he did that we saw for the small amount of time we were there for them are, you know, good covers for them. Shows off his voice.
I wanted to hear Blue on Black, but they never sang it.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's one of their big songs.
That's the cover from
Kenny Wayne
Shepherd, country guy.
Yeah.
But Metallica was so good.
Yes, they were amazing.
They were so good.
They were better than when I saw them in 94.
Yeah.
So
30 years later.
If you didn't see pictures from the concert, which I think that we uploaded some, but like at one point later in the show, they I think are finishing up one maybe, and or are they into Enter Sandman? There it's like their magnus opus at the end, and they drop the giant like beach balls that could fit like 20 humans inside of them, and at that point it was just like I was on another planet.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe that was happening.
I wanted to get one of those.
Yeah, that would have been sweet. It came so close to coming up there.
I know.
Oh, they were so good. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. They're so good.
And well, just the technology you had. Yes. They had the big screens that you could watch.
Well, there was like six or eight towers.
Yes.
That just didn't seem like man could have created something that incredible.
Mm-hmm. And then they rotated on stage like every three or four songs to a different part. So like Lars' drum kit, we saw him closer to us than away. Same with James.
Honestly, I didn't even realize that.
They moved.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if they hadn't moved, I mean, I realized that they were walking around, but those towers then at the top had these like 360-degree screens on it. And at different times, they're zooming in on, who's their guitar player?
Kirk Hammett.
Yeah, Kirk Hammett. They're like close up on him just shredding, mm-hmm. or close up on Lars or whoever, whenever that's like the key moment of the song. So, you know, even though we had good seats, like it was nice to have those zoom-ins. Like that's where their technology, the lasers, the lights, it was such an experience more than just their actual songs. But it was also interesting how the concert gets going quick and you're totally in it. But then there was times where they would play their very newest stuff from, is it 72 Seasons? Is that the name of it?
I have no idea what their latest stuff is.
But it was like, all of a sudden, everybody would realize it's a new song, and they would like leave to go to the bathroom or get some drinks. it was funny. You could tell that no one's really interested in their new stuff.
Their set list, though, we hit the jackpot with night two.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
like they at, you know, some of their stuff has like extra sounds to it, like one, mm-hmm. and so they were able to like pump in those extra sounds. They had like video that went along with it. They made it into a full experience, mm-hmm. that if, you know, one of the things I always question going to a concert is, am I essentially just listening to their recordings and it's just going to sound the same? There's going to be nothing kind of else to it. They're not adding, I don't know, their extra emotion, or you can't hear like something extra in their voice, then like, why am I going? But with Metallica, it's so much more than just their songs, which, I mean, they're 63.
Yes.
And they sound as incredible as their original recordings.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm glad that we went.
I think that was the first concert I've been to at Lumen Field.
Me as well.
Yeah.
I've seen them at T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of.
Well, that's where I saw Green Day a few nights ago. At T-Mobile. So first concert I've seen there. Green Day blew me away. Like, I'm not an enormous Green Day fan. I like them. I've got nothing against them. I like their music. I know their songs. They blew me away. They were so freaking good. They were so good.
I bet they would have great energy.
Great energy. And they look amazing. I mean, Billy Joe Armstrong is probably 52. And he looks like he's 25. He looks phenomenal.
Yes.
They have a surprise, like for me, for someone who's not constantly listening to Green Day, whenever I go back and listen, I'm surprised at how many songs of theirs I actually know.
Yeah.
They have a lot of good stuff.
So I think that I would have to go back and check. Somebody smarter than me would know for sure. I think they played every song off of Dookie.
Mm.
And I think they played every song off of American Idiot. And all their songs are like 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
And they didn't even, there was not even a pause between songs. It would just like, just boom, and he's into the next song.
Wow. Now, are they a late 90s band or early 2000s?
Dookie came out in 94.
Yeah.
So they started like right then, 93, 94 when they went big.
So they were like grunge, kind of.
But they're more punky.
Yeah.
Like they have like the eyeliner.
Right.
You know, where they have the punk influence more than the grunge.
So would you say
three people in the band?
So like when you were in high school, was it like if you were into grunge, you probably weren't into Green Day? It was like,
I saw them in 95 at Lollapalooza with Smashing Pumpkins and Beastie Boys. They were amazing. And that was Dookie.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to him all the time back then.
And okay. I think back then they grunge and punk were both kind of under the umbrella of alternative. So a station, this is back when you listened to radio stations, would probably play both of them.
Like 107.7.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So then that night also was Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins opened for them. And they were, I wasn't crazy about them. I actually like them more than Green Day, just to listen to when I'm driving around. But they weren't great. They were kind of mid.
That's too bad.
Because they were amazing when I saw them back in the day. I loved Siamese Dream, that whole album.
They've got a lot of good stuff.
Billy Corgan is kind of weird.
Yeah. What was he dressed like?
So he had on a giant black robe that went, it went almost to the floor, but you could see his boots. He had black boots on and this black robe with red buttons that was buttoned all the way up to his neck.
And isn't he about 6'5"?
Yeah, and his head shaved and just weird looking and super kind of ostentatious outfit. And it was pretty warm that day, and I just thought, God, he's got to be making his own gravy up there.
I don't know what that means, so I'm gonna avoid that one and avoid your criticism of him having a shaved head, considering that I'm looking at two people with shaved heads.
But we're not wearing robes.
No.
And then before Smashing Pumpkins was Rancid, and I thought they were really good.
Had you heard of them before?
Yeah, a little bit.
I've know nothing about them.
So like their big song is Time Bomb.
They're from the same era?
They're very punk, and I think they've been in cahoots with Green Day for 30 years. They were really good. I'm not going to go out and buy their greatest hits, but they were really good. I enjoyed them more than Smashing Pumpkins.
So at Safeco, when you go to a concert there, are there people that are on the field, but there's also a lot of people in the stands?
Yes, and we were on the field. So the stage is set up basically in center field. So seats, you know, coming back from the stage, my seats were literally shortstop.
Oh, nice.
So if I turned around to my right, I was looking at the pitcher's mound and the first base dugout.
That's awesome.
So that's where I saw Pearl Jam 6 years ago.
It's a cool place for a show.
Where they did two shows. Yeah, it was awesome.
Now, this is like a weekday concert, right?
It was Monday.
What's with, like you said, the next one coming up is on a Thursday.
They don't care that we are teachers.
It's not just teachers that work during the week. Everybody works during the week. Like, I don't understand that.
Well, last week was a grind.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
If that would have been on a Friday night or a Saturday, I would go, but not a Monday night. I'm a delicate creature.
Yeah. No, I know. So the Deftones is a Thursday.
I know.
And so Judas Priest is a Tuesday?
It's a Wednesday.
A Wednesday.
But for me, that's my Friday, because I leave the next day for Vegas.
Oh.
And I can say that because I'm taking personal days.
Yeah. Good for you. Way to follow the contract.
Yeah. Unlike a few others.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I don't know who you're trying to at right now, but let's not.
So we got news. Oh, yeah.
Hold up. Before we get I know what you're going to say there. Wasn't there another concert we also considered going to, but it was a weekday concert? Was it Scorpions or Def Leppard?
Journey.
Oh, Journey, Def Leppard.
Yeah. Do we hear anything about that? Do we know anyone who went?
A couple students said it was really good. Def Leppard was good.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Wednesday night or Thursday, the first week of school.
I think it was Tuesday. Maybe the night before the first day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Ugh.
That's not okay.
I would like to go on to that. But so we also, this month, just recently released, we got some new podcast stickers.
Yeah. And if you didn't get the previous new ones, there was the
Summer Edition. So loyal listeners, we will get you a sticker the back to school.
If you want one and we do not run into you, you can email us at
theviewfromtherock@ Ooh, did I mess that up? I think it's viewfromtherock@gmail.com.
Yes. Or you can
I'm going to double check that.
Reach out to one of our kids.
Yeah. or us.
Yeah.
And we will gladly get you one. They look pretty cool. Thank yeah. you, Sign Dog.
The new one is the back to school sticker. And, you know, I've had a lot of people say that are on our podcast, you know, main page, I look old, which I do. But on the new
that's my fault
podcast sticker, Sign Dog has done a tremendous job of slimming me down. So while I might look old, I also look slimmer.
Same with Ruck.
I was going to say, I'm like running.
And then I'm in a pickleball outfit.
Yeah.
So I saw
a paddle.
It's incredible. Bad,
and I thought you were wearing an Oregon Duck shirt.
You thought you saw who?
I thought you were wearing, because you have a green shirt on.
Yes.
And the pickleball paddle looked like an O. And I had to squint and look at it and realize, oh, that's not an O. That's a paddle.
Yes.
That would have been bad. So our email is theviewfromtherock@gmail.com.
Theviewfromtherock@gmail.com.
You know, we also have an Instagram too that you can contact us at. And I don't know if there's any old ones floating around. I might have some of the old ones too. So if you've missed any, feel free to ask about those too.
Do you think we could get a Judas Priest version?
Ooh, maybe.
Of this? I'm showing Mr. Morgenthaler the Kiss.
I might be dressing up that night.
I'd be disappointed if you
didn't. As Rob Halford.
I don't know who that is.
That's the lead singer of Judas Priest, Ruck. Okay. The concert that you're going to with us.
The last time I saw you in that outfit costume. Remember we walked across from Sign Dog's birthday party to the Anchor?
Yes.
And it was like the saloon doors swinging open and the piano player stops.
Yes. Well,
so, I mean, we could dress up for this, couldn't we?
Yeah. So we did that. I did it for Sign Dog's birthday, which is basically a year ago today.
Yeah.
Because I think his birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Based upon the time of us recording this podcast.
So he's 51.
Years young.
Yeah. He seems more like he's 31. He seems younger than me.
I think we all are spiritually about 20 years younger than our age.
Yes.
I was going to say that younger than me, probably. Yeah, I'm.
We also are headed to Chelan this weekend.
Yes, we are this coming weekend. It's our first annual trip.
Yes. So we're leaving Friday,
okay,
after school.
What?
And driving over and hanging out till Sunday night or Monday morning.
Wow, just the two of you?
No, there's Ross.
Okay.
Sign Dog and Josh.
Very nice. So there's going to be some whiskey tasting, I imagine.
Yeah.
Love it.
I think
some wine tasting.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a dry weekend.
No, not possible.
I would not be going.
All right. Any other updates that we need to include from the musical genre selection? Got some future concerts coming up. I know I'm still on the lookout to maybe go to the Taylor Swift concert. You know, that's in Vancouver.
When is that?
Vancouver. I think that is.
Didn't she already come through here?
She went through Seattle, but she's coming back. Vancouver's her last show of the tour and then done.
When is that?
It's a good question.
I want to say November.
Yeah, I was going to say November or December.
At Rogers Arena.
Yeah.
That's not going to cost much.
No, they're already $1,800 for the worst seats.
And Rogers Arena seats how many? Like
20,000.
Yeah. So she was here at Lumen.
Yes.
60,000.
Incredible.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm
done with her.
Would
just like, I'm over her.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit. Just so. it was really hot right then. You know, she came through Seattle. Then she started dating Kelsey, and now you know it's just like now it's just kind of fallen off for me.
I like her.
I mean, I don't listen to her as much as I did back then, but yeah, I'm still infatuated with her.
That's so funny.
Are we ready for our beer of the week?
I think
Are we trying to take a break right now? Or are we powering through?
I think we can just go.
Let's do it. Swap, you okay? Your bladder's not going to explode?
No, I'm good. I'm pacing my intake here strategically.
Okay, so you want to. The beer of the week is a collaboration with Wander and Single Hill Brewing,
which we've been to.
Juan Wander's in Bellingham. Single Hill is in Yakima. Swap and I had a lovely taste test of their beers and a little trivia one night.
We stumbled upon trivia night there.
Yes. So this is the Fresh Idle Canyons Fresh Hop IPA. And a collaborative Fresh Hop IPA brewed by friends with choice hops from the Yakima Valley.
So
I am only having one beer today because I have pickleball league tonight.
So is pickleball similar to games like pool and darts in terms of if you have one beer, it'll actually make you perform better?
I think so. That takes a little of the nerves off.
Yeah, it takes a little of the edge off.
But I normally would not do that. But I'm going to do it today. And I'll let you know how it goes tonight. I'm trying to go for number one. And I'm currently number two.
Okay, well, let's find out how it goes. So, I mean, you could be like Doc Ellis, the guy from the Pirates that threw a no-hitter while he was on LSD.
I mean, some of the greatest hitters ever in baseball would just pound beers in the dugout. Is that Don Mattingly or?
I think he was a clean liver.
So this is a 6.8% ABV. And the notes from Single Hill says golden orange hue with looking glass clarity. The nose hits heavy with fresh cut orange slice. Do you guys taste that at all?
100%. Yep.
Jasmine and honeysuckle. Flavor is big pine, resinous with light impressions of juniper, followed up with a touch of honey sweetness before a spritzy, clean, and dry finish.
Wow.
There's a lot going on there. Obviously, if I wasn't fed that, I would never like describe that myself, but as you're describing that to me, pretty much everything other than the honeysuckle, I was like, yeah, yep. So I'm impressed.
And then the ending is featuring a brewer-selected blend of Simcoe, Mosaic, Columbus, and Idaho 7. I think those are the hops.
Idaho 7 sounds like somebody that got raided by the FBI.
In varying forms of T90 and cryo pellets.
Now, that sounds like a different kind of thing that someone would be taking.
Man.
Got some T90.
So,
hey, the can is like a work of art. It's not crazy and psychedelic, but it's clean. It looks like it's got a picture of the gorge with the Columbia River running through it.
The Columbia River Gorge, maybe close to Vantage.
And I actually feel like it's maybe, there's like a famous art piece that, because it's got this distinct lowercase lettering.
Yeah, it does. It reminds me of like a Weezer album.
Yeah. We're going to have to look that up.
It does, in a very maybe computer generated / Georgia O'Keeffe inspired picture.
This would go well with a nice little meat and cheese platter.
It sure would. You know, I had a really nice one yesterday over in Chelan.
I can't wait to have one over the weekend.
Oh.
We're going to have Roscoe's famous chili.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're having fresh fish tacos made by yours truly on Saturday.
Well, if it's fish, it better be your deal.
Yeah, speaking of, we ended the year just on fire with the fishing.
Would you say that this year was one of the top five?
Top two ever fishing summers for me in terms of the volume of fish that we caught. The Alaska trip. And then out here, the Kings and Silvers were run. It was crazy. I'm going to go on a trip next fall with Dr. Squibb. We're going to go up to the Fraser River and catch 10-foot-long
sturgeon?
Yes.
Ooh.
So like, you have to wade into the river to do that?
Yes.
Those are like prehistoric.
Yes, and they can get up to 20 feet and 2,000 pounds.
So if you catch one, you're able to keep it?
No, we let them go.
Okay.
But they do actually taste like halibut.
Like, are you...
It's a white fish.
Is it legal to catch them and keep them?
I'm not sure. We're going on a guide. And he's done this before. Actually, Tim went with Owen about 5 or 6 years ago. And they say you just get too tired to reel in another one.
Oh, wow.
Because they're so big.
Wow.
Yeah.
People also eat their roe, right?
Yes.
Sturgeon roe?
Yeah.
That's going to be cool. So yeah. If you had to choose concert of your choice or a fishing trip anywhere, what are you doing? Oh.
I'm picking, if I like a concert, like nice seats for Pearl Jam, like up front, I'm picking that. But I'm sorry, I'm going to be a little selfish and do both.
Well, I think that defeats the purpose of the either or. But
hey, that's just how I roll.
But I think you did answer it. You said any concert, which means any seats. Pearl Jam,
yeah.
Front row, and they throw the pick at you, and maybe some of their sweat lands in your mouth, and that's like top one for you.
We did not mention at Everclear. Sign Dog got.
Oh yes, he got a drumstick.
Wow.
And as we're leaving, I think this person is from Anacortes.
Yes.
She was crying that she loved the band so much.
It's her favorite band.
So. Sign Dog gives her the drumstick.
What a great person.
Yeah. It's like,
so did Sign
Dog?
I don't
need a drumstick from Everclear. No. I'm okay. I could buy a drumstick and then just say I got it from him.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
And then we had a student who I ran into at Green Day show up at school the next day. He got drumsticks from Green Day.
Wow.
And he was at both shows at Metallica. Didn't he get a pick or something?
He got, that was Mithin's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he get a...
Mithin's kid got a drumstick from Lars.
And there were adults trying to take it from him.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Because they went on the first night.
Yeah, not the
so second. So Mithin, a loyal listener, he went down at like noon.
Yeah.
Stood in line.
To get on the front row?
Yes, to get in GA up front.
That's brutal.
You know, one thing I will say is, for me, going to a concert with Trump, good seats at a good concert would trump everything else. But one thing I will say is that in my old age, I want to be able to sit down occasionally. Being in the pit and not being able to sit, I don't want to do that anymore.
This was one of the first concerts that I've ever been to where, yeah. We had seats that we just sat in. Normally, I'm used to, fighting up in the pit and stuff.
We stood 90% of the time.
We did.
Yeah. But it's just like every once in a while, you just want to just sit for a second.
Totally. Yeah, like when they're playing anything from their new album.
Yeah.
We can sit then.
They did play The Memory Remains, and yes. I called it.
Yeah, that was one of the ones you wanted them to.
Yeah. Well, so have you ever seen that video?
No.
So the video, they are like strapped down in like a box, and they're going upside down. So like everything is nailed down, and then they rotate like 360 degrees. Like so,
really?
He's singing while they're going around in like this big circle.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Is that supposed to be some sort of like just deeper meaning that The Memory Remains is in like eventually we end up where we start?
I don't know. I just thought it was pretty cool looking, and that
sounds wild.
Yeah.
Hey, so when Sign Dog got the drumstick, did he have to like jump for it and like show off his vertical, or was he?
It kind of just came right to him.
He's kind of a magnet.
Okay. I mean, he's been to so many concerts.
He got
that stuff's gonna happen
from
Slaughter. Last year, I was standing next to him, and this pick is flying through the air, and Sign Dog just reaches up. Remember the Robin Williams movie where he played the guy that worked in the psych ward? It was called Awakenings, and these people would be like non-responsive, and then he'd like throw an orange to him, and all of a sudden they just go, you know?
Yeah,
because the Slaughter was, they were not trying to throw picks at men.
Yes, and Sign Dog reached, he was like, so, it was like...
I asked for one, and the guy looked at me and like, no, you ain't getting a pick. And then...
Hey, I think Slaughter and Great White are coming to Angel in the Winds.
I thought you said that was one of the worst concerts you've been
Great
to.
Great White sucked. Slaughter kicked ass.
But see, that I don't that venue deserves to be outside.
Yeah. Like when we saw them in Chelan, super similar casino situation, but they're outside.
And it's bigger.
And the sound is better.
Yeah. And Mark Slaughter's voice cannot take the indoor Angel of the Wind.
Oh, no. God, no. Slaughter kicked ass. They're bassist.
Oh, dude, he...
Dana Strum.
I don't know if I could name a Slaughter song.
To the Angels.
Fly to the Angels.
Say, yeah. Tell me one that I can play here.
Up All Night, Sleep All Day.
I mean, what's the one you want me to
play? Fly to the Angels, but yes. It starts out slow.
It does, and his voice is just, it's amazing.
Why is Slaughter not coming?
And he's huge. I mean, he's a big dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Great White just sucked, though. I saw him 30 years ago in Idaho, and they were amazing. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
So, is most of their stuff softer like this?
No.
No, he's in just a second, he's going to take off.
Yeah, okay. just like he's going to do things right now that you can't do.
Okay, yeah. Here it is. Turn it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
He's got a bit of a Motley Crue sound to his voice.
Well, this is the same era.
Yeah.
It's Cinderella-ish. They played this for 20 minutes at the concert.
And it's just like the typical, like, you know, right when he starts up and the drummer's doing this with the sticks.
Yeah.
And then it comes down hard.
And there's like 56-year-old women that are crying.
Yes. And like some of them taking off their tops.
Fascinating.
Hey, play a little bit of Up All Night by Slaughter.
Yes, sir.
So do we want to, while we're waiting for Ruck, oh, we're here.
There's no waiting. This is on demand, baby.
Oh, love it.
He's good.
Hey,
Executive producer.
The rust is busted. They like the long intros.
Oh, yeah.
They were so good.
Oh, this is straight 1983.
Sounds like it.
It is.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's... In this song.
I mean, well, the chorus is up all. I mean,
they sing it. Oh, they say it eventually. Times.
Oh, yeah, but like 500 times.
Yeah,
you just. I don't know when.
it's like whatever they feel like. The chorus happens to come up.
Yeah.
It feels like they're gonna say it here. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that sounds like a fun band to go to.
But Great White sucked.
Yes.
I was super disappointed. By the way. Rest in peace, Jack Russell, the original Great White singer.
Passed away, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
2 months ago?
Now, you guys actually liked them. It's just they weren't very good performing. Is that the deal?
Yes. I wasn't
they were
crazy
good
about their
40 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't like their new lead singer.
Oh. He was young.
Young and had the wrong vibe.
Yep.
That's unfortunate. Well, hey, we've got... I wrote in here top three things that we've been doing recently, but really just, it's basically the sports section, if we're thinking about it like a newspaper. Oh, what?
I would like just a quick break.
Yeah, we can do that. Take care of all of our needs as a show. All right, we'll be right back after a quick break. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. We just have a little bit left to talk about today, now that all of our hosts are feeling comfortable again. We got a top three things, which is really just top three things we've been doing lately, but In our lives, that's pretty much sports at this point of the year. You know, I was just talking yesterday with my parents, I think it was, and looking forward to today being like, there's not a Seahawks game. I can just do whatever I want on Sunday. But I feel like I spend the whole rest of the year going, oh, I can't wait for football to be back on Sunday. And after like 3 weekends of it, I go, you know, I need a little break. So I'm happy they're playing tomorrow, Monday.
You know, this weekend in particular, the Huskies played on Friday and the Seahawks on Monday.
Yeah.
So it really freed up the weekend.
It did. Absolutely. And honestly, I think at this point, the Huskies are not a must watch. I don't really care if I watch.
You like, know,
if they're on and I'm there, I'll watch, but
The year didn't start off well with them not being on TV.
Oh, it was that was awful because it was not on Comcast.
Yeah.
So we were able to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was too.
But I just think I'm emotionally tired from last year still.
Yes.
Like making it to the national championship. I mean, we had so much fun last year.
It was
watching them.
It was one of the greatest years of, as a sports fan.
Yeah.
I've ever had. And I think they're in a weird way, they're kind of a little better than I thought they would be, but they've lost two games they should have won.
Yeah. And I just, the whole thing when DeBoer left, it just, the sour still is, tastes in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then just the play, just the how the Apple Cup ended.
Yeah.
Bothered me.
Yeah, I was thankful I didn't have to watch that. I still haven't watched it, and I won't. But
you know, and then Friday night was crap.
The surprise to me is that they hired an offensive coach as their head coach, and he brought on his whole offensive staff. And the last thing they took care of was the defense, and they brought someone from the NFL who's never coached at college. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, well, their offense will probably be fine. They'll score some points. Their defense might be a little bit tough. And if anything, I feel like it's been the opposite. Their offense is brutal to watch. They never have any rhythm. They are not consistent with what they do. It seems like they should be able to run the ball all the time because they have like four really good running backs. But their offensive line is brutal. I mean, they're super young. Their whole team is young other than their quarterback. But their defense seems like they're pretty consistent as far as being able to stop teams. So,
yeah, I think they're, you know, they had to replace, they have like 46 new guys this year. So they could, and they're like two plays away from being 5-0.
Yeah.
You know, the play call at the end of the Apple Cup and then that kid running onto the field during the blocked field goal the other day. And I think, you know, you flip those two plays, we're 5-0 and maybe a little more excited about it, but I'm also not losing any sleep over the Huskies.
No. And, you know, I mean, I love the Pac-12, and it was underrated as far as how tough games were, but, I mean, Rutgers should be one of the worst teams, right?
We should win that game.
And so this is kind of maybe what we're seeing in the Big Ten is there's not going to be any weeks where you go, eh, we're playing Cal or UCLA, like we should smoke them.
We have to go to Iowa. We have to go to Penn State. We play Michigan. We're at Oregon.
Yeah, those might all four be losses. Like we could beat Michigan next week.
So I think we're going to be 6-6.
And I said at the start of the year 7-5. I think we're probably going to be right there, 7 or 6 wins.
You know, it really.
Hopefully.
I think it fits though with what Jed Fish has said as far as he was not promising anything outstanding this year. His third year at Arizona is when they were finally good. He has said all the whole time that they recruit from high school. They're not a program that's going to rely heavily upon the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's how you're going to do it, I don't have a problem with it, but it just means that the first 3 years you'll have to be patient because they are going to have to wait for the young guys to develop. But once they do, then they should continue to have success. So first 3 years will be big. If after year three or year four it's not working, that should be it.
So the other purple football team.
Things are working there.
Yeah. How'd that look the other night? I didn't get to see it.
I was there in person. That was the first football game that I've been to at our stadium in maybe 2 years. I went to the championship game. It was, I thought it was going to be a lot closer with Linden just because they're Linden, not because I've watched any games of theirs. But Linden's always tough. They run the same stuff that they run. Mm-hmm. Like when I was in high school, they run the exact same stuff as then. Their quarterback was big, not very accurate. Seemed like if he could have just put some air, talking about Linden, if he could have put some air under the ball, there would have been a little more success for his receivers because he was missing them a lot.
So I felt that way watching the game last year as well. And Linden last year had more success running the ball with their other quarterback.
Yes, the one who replaced
he got hurt.
Yeah. But I felt like this guy, the guy they have now, has got a great arm.
Heppner.
But it was a little bit erratic.
He seems like he's 23, and he's been in high school for 8 years.
I don't want to say anything negative about a high school kid, though.
Yeah.
Like, great athlete.
Oh, he's got 4 state titles.
He's like 6'5", 6'6", something like that.
Yeah. Good basketball player.
He's got 3 titles in hoops and 1 in football.
Yeah, and I'm sure that he'd like to have a lot of those balls back. Like he, everything was kind of a rocket, it felt like. We have no idea what they're repping in practice, whether they are getting an opportunity to throw a lot of those go balls. Like I imagine, based upon what Linden's done in the past, they like to throw go routes, so like vertical routes. They like to throw a lot of screens, and then they like to run power football. They couldn't run the ball. And our corners were up on the line of scrimmage the whole game, and so they couldn't throw screens. And that kind of left them the go routes, which if you've watched us play football defensively, that shouldn't be a surprise. You know that we're going to have everyone up at the line. So strategically, I don't know why that wouldn't be something you're expecting. And Linden is fine doing that normally. So it was a little bit odd as far as watching their offense goes. I think they eventually were down 28-7 in the first half. And so, I mean, at that point, that's going to be tough to come back from that.
Well, I had a 28-14 is my pick of the week.
That was your
guess? But we still won by 14, right? 35-21?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're good. I mean, we're not very deep, but this next few weeks, we got Squalicum and we have Archbishop, and then that's the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get to playoffs, and we're going to be hosting every game we play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've got some other games in there, right? Burlington, whatnot. But those are the two games that will be the most challenging compared to the rest. I think offensively, we look good. I mean, anytime you get the ball in the hands of any of the three guys, Rylan, Lang, or one of the two Beaners, it's probably going to be a successful play. Mm-hmm. It felt like they could have handed the ball off just about every time and been successful. It seemed like Brock was getting at least 5 yards most times and was super patient. I thought our line was really good. There was not much pressure on Ryan at quarterback. When we hand the ball off, it wasn't just Brock like doing it all himself. There was like holes.
Yeah.
There was a lot of space in there. So, if I'm thinking about who gets a lot of credit on offense, probably the offensive line normally wouldn't, but like this game they should. Cause Linden, they do a lot of stuff up front. They normally have smaller linemen and they're constantly slanting and doing lots of weird stuff that can be really annoying for offensive linemen. So, us having a good game was pretty big. And then looking down the road, Squalicum, Archbishop, I've heard that Archbishop is going to be, you shouldn't look past Squalicum. They're going to be, a good test, but Archbishop, I think, is undefeated at this point. They've beat all the teams they've played by like 30 or 40.
Yeah.
They've recruited hard the last couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. They weren't very good last year.
No. Terrible.
And now they're good.
That's interesting.
I know.
That's why. Why can't we just have all the private schools have their own division? You can all play each other. If we can't recruit, why should they be able to? Thinking about other high school sports, I don't know if we're aware of any other outcomes for volleyball, soccer, whatnot. I know cross country teams are doing well.
So are the boys' cross country team a state championship contender?
Well, right now in the coaches poll, we're ranked number 4, I believe.
And how many teams in our district are ahead of us in that poll?
I think one team is ahead of us.
Because we only get the two.
We get two berths to state. Yeah. Bellingham might be ahead of us. I forget if they're one of the top four, if they're number 5. But Bainbridge just dropped down from 3A to 2A, mm-hmm. and they look strong. And currently, Seahome is the number 1 cross-country team for boys and girls statewide, regardless of classification.
Wow.
Like, they...
You know what we feel about that.
They're unreal this year.
They can suck it.
Yeah.
We're going to get them.
Well, we
I got the cross-country bug right now because my youngest son, Rowan, is running, and he loves it.
And he's killing it.
Yeah. He's doing good for a freshman.
Yeah. He's as a freshman, he's a varsity kid, so
yeah,
that's fun. Last time that happened was...
My other son.
Your other son.
Who quit.
Anyways. Yes. I had some relief. Hey, actually, first, can you give us a volleyball update? I have no idea what's going on with volleyball.
So they are, I believe, 4-2 on the year. So that's... I mean, that's good. That's probably right where they need to be. It's like everything else, though. Our league, you know, Burlington and Linden are state championship contenders, and we only have 2 teams come out of our district.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we were talking about it the other day.
Yeah.
Even if we get one upset in districts, you have to do like 2 or 3.
Yeah, where when we were getting
do one to get in.
When we were getting 3 or 4 berths, you can look at it and say either, you know, like we should be able to get through districts, or maybe if we just knock off the 2 seed or the 3 seed, we can get through. Well, with the way our district is set up with 2 berths, it's hard.
And you know the weird part about all of the sports other than football is what you do in the regular season does not matter. Other than for seeding in some of them. But for football, obviously, you've got to do well enough. Otherwise, you don't make the playoffs.
Well, now they expanded to 32, so we get 4 berths.
For football?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that helps a lot. But, you know, it's just like you could be 4-2 or you could be 2-4, and, like, you're still going to have an opportunity in districts to make some noise. So, like, you want to play well in the regular season, but, like, I mean, for us... Districts, everybody goes to districts in cross country,
mm-hmm.
and you just better run your best that day, and that's it.
It's districts at Lakewood.
Yep.
The same thing, those 2 laps.
Yeah, so we just ran at Lakewood this last week, so it was a nice little preview, and we'll run there again later in the year at Hole in the Wall. There'll be like 100 teams there, and then, yeah, we'll have districts there at Lakewood.
And we're Meridian this week.
We're Meridian this week, and that, I think, is like a 4K course instead of a 5K, and it's nice lumpy ground. It's not wonderful.
Okay.
Where do they run out there?
They run around the baseball fields and through the woods, and it's yeah.
Good God.
I've not been to a cross country meet in Meridian yet.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same.
So
we also have boys tennis in the fall. They just lost their first league match of the year on Friday to Seahome. Seahome tennis is
real.
Is really good. But that's... So it's going to be very hard for us, probably impossible for us to win league. And we're back-to-back league champs in tennis.
I don't know that I knew that. Wow.
Yeah. Seindog got one.
He did.
Went out on top.
So, hey, I got to say one thing, you know, because I know you guys might talk about them, the Mariners.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I think I broke a record this year by not watching an entire game the whole year.
Like a personal record.
Yes. And I kind of decided I was going to do that about June.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Remember?
And then it just...
You couldn't have picked a better year for it.
It didn't happen. I watched probably at most 4 innings of a game.
Yeah. I will say, other than the one game I went to in person, I did not watch any games from the very start to the very finish.
So I've had people come up to me that listen to the podcast, and they say, you know that thing you say about the Mariners?
Prepare to be disappointed.
And they're like, God, it's true.
It happens every year.
We need to get some some t-shirts that say that.
I know, with a Mariner, like right now would be the time. We could probably make some money on that.
Yeah, first time we'd ever make money. That'd be sweet.
I know, that'd be amazing. Should we get a
podcast shirt?
That on the back says, prepare to be disappointed.
We should. We should do that.
Kind of fits with us, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably get some stickers that way, too. Yeah, prepare to be disappointed in us. You know, I will say, the moment, which I didn't even realize it, I think when it happened, I probably found out like a game after. The moment I found out that the Mariners were officially eliminated from the playoffs, it was like a weight was lifted from my shoulders. It was cathartic. Mm-hmm. It was everything I hoped for. It's almost like I was happier that they were done than that they had made it. If they had made it, I would have been like, oh, God, I'm going to have to watch some of this, and I'm going to be in such pain.
And you would have hope.
Yeah. I want no hope as far as the Mariners go. It was much nicer when I could say they were terrible, and I'm going to randomly watch a game.
So the funny thing is, though, the year's over now. They won today, 85-77. And how many years in the Mariners' history would you have said, I will take 85-77?
Like pretty much every year.
And that's...
And we're out of the playoffs by one game again.
Again. One game. Again.
I mean, that's the strategy of the master genius pulling all the strings. He wants it to be tight. I don't know.
Hey, we got the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I'm excited about them. I like the new coach.
I do too.
I think we have a chance to win tomorrow night.
I've heard some people that are like, you know, talking heads on the TV say some similar stuff like,
our defense, don't be surprised. Is good. You know, our O-line is just what I'm worried about a little bit.
Yeah.
Our offense is good. We just need, like you said, we just need to be able to protect a little bit. But we've got two good running backs and three good receivers. And I like Geno. I think our offensive coordinator is really good.
Yeah, Walker will be back also for this game.
He is?
Yeah. He's playing.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have both those guys. It's tough until we get someone at right tackle and right guard that we can depend on. And even left guard's not great. Because that just means you have your tight ends or running backs constantly trying to help in pass protection. Despite that, yeah, our offensive coordinator, I think he's done a really great job. I think Geno is probably the most underrated quarterback in the league.
Geno's good.
Like, he's legitimately good. I know I saw a question that was posed to DK Metcalf previously that was like, is Geno the most underrated quarterback in the league? And he's like, no, he's just really good. Everybody knows he's good. He's not underrated anymore. I think our defense, yeah. I saw at one point we were ranked like number two defense. The thing I'm worried about this week is we are missing Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy, Chenna Nwosu, still not back, and Boye Mafe is out. Like, your two starting defensive tackles, the two guys who should be your starting outside linebackers, both out. And then, you know, Jerome Baker, I think, still one of our middle linebackers out. So,
I mean, in the game long enough for Dan Campbell to do something stupid.
Yeah, I mean, the last three games that we've played with the Lions, we scored, 38, 48, and 51. So,
probably not happy with us.
Probably means we won't score many points.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to miss most of it because I'll be at a volleyball game.
This will be a night where I have nothing going on. I'm just going to watch all of it.
The problem for me is I don't like staying up past like 8. So having to watch the whole game is going to be
It'll
annoying.
Be over by 8:30.
I know. It's not my schedule.
So what's our top 3?
Top 3 things that we've been doing? I mean,
I think it's a great top 3.
I thought we just did it,
but I can make some stuff up.
Oh, I thought
Well, top three. One of my number ones is it was the fishing that I did all summer. That was number one.
This is just like all summer, or just like what's the time frame on this?
I think it's whatever you want.
All right. Well, number three for me. I mean, cross country. It's nice to be back to cross country. I'll have that be number three.
Okay. Number three for me, just went to Chelan. Got back today. Went over there this weekend with Mrs. Swap. We had a great day yesterday.
That's awesome.
Went to a couple cideries. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Cidery?
Sure. Yeah.
My number three would be just got back from my buddy Steve's house. A little pickleball fun with his crew, the Kent crew. And just absolutely treated him like I would see home.
Oh.
Just worked him over. Had a great time.
Number two for me. That's a good question. I don't know what my number two is. I don't know what my number one is.
Do you want me to come back to you?
Number one for me is Metallica. That concert. That's probably number one and two for me.
So my number two probably has just been watching my kids play sports. Ty's playing tennis.
That's me
too. Tatum's playing volleyball.
Yeah, that's me. Getting back into the, you know, have both kids now in high school, watching kids sports. You know, it's going to be over soon. Like, we're going to blink and they're going to be gone.
I'll be damned. Jesus.
You know.
Brady's an eighth grader?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're about the same time frame. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we got Ty's gone in 6 months.
I know it.
And then Brennan and Tatum are gone in a year and a half.
If you think about it, that's less time than it has been since we started the View from the Rock podcast.
I know.
That's incredible.
Man.
My number one is fishing. Just all the fishing that we did. And then next week, my number one will be Chelan.
Yes.
Even though we haven't done it yet. It's already going to be number one.
Love it. Did you gave us your number one?
I did not. My number one was Green Day, going with Ty.
Okay.
His first concert.
Yeah.
So going to a concert with Ty.
I like that.
My number one. It was great.
That's a special moment. Father, son, concert.
Yep. Consort.
I don't know what happened right there.
Consortium.
That was a conversation.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I think
some people will get that.
I don't get it.
Involves the word two.
Still don't
there was
understand.
A 2-point conversation that happened last week at the football game.
A 2-point conversation.
That was said instead of a 2-point conversion.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I understand. Yeah.
So there's a few that'll get it.
Yeah, broadcast was great this week. Man, I'm not able to speak at this point, it would appear. Well, hey, it's been great to be back. We're glad we're back on the airwaves. Hopefully we don't have as long a break until our next show. But until then, stay safe.